Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this hour, no comment yet from the Office of the Attorney General, the Illinois Attorney General, who claims that guards at a Western Illinois prison took an inmate to a secret area of the facility and beat him to death outside the view of security cameras. Today, members of the man's family are calling for action. Here's WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
Larry Irvin was in prison for a nonviolent crime when guards took him to a well-known blind spot in the facility and beat him to death, according to attorney John Erickson, who has filed a federal lawsuit on the family's behalf.
These three officers murdered this man, this helpless man, while he was handcuffed, while his legs were shackled, for no other reason that he spoke back to them.
Erickson claims there is hypocrisy involved on the part of both Governor Pritzker and Attorney General Kwame Raoul, who have both made calls for police accountability and racial justice, yet the AG has chosen not to compensate Irvin's family in his death. However, the correctional officers involved continued to receive salaries while placed on administrative leave, totaling nearly $500,000.
They're denying money and justice to the surviving family of this murder victim, and yet they're willing to pay the murderers. The hypocrisy is astounding.
Erickson adds that there needs to be legislative action that holds government agencies accountable for both police and correctional officer wrongdoings. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, much to her dismay, Mayor Lightfoot, a final vote could come today on the plan to phase in the fully elected 21-member Board of Education for CPS by 2027. The bill advanced out of House Committee on a 10-7 vote. Blue Island Democrat Bob Rita voted yes, despite concerns that supporters say they'll fix with future legislation.
I have some concerns why we would come back with a trailer bill when we have time to work through the issues that we're talking about.
The bill's already passed the Senate.
There's a developing story from Hallis Hall, where executives from the Chicago Bears have confirmed that fans will be able to return to Soldier Field for the coming season at 100% capacity. Bears president and chief executive Ted Phillips announced that in a letter to season ticket holders, coronavirus restrictions forced the team to play in a largely empty stadium. The voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak, will have more on the team's announcement coming up in sports at 3:16.
A combination of warm weather and easing COVID-19 travel restrictions has led to a big jump in business at stores that sell gear for outdoor activities like camping. WBBM's Jim Gutis has been unpacking this. He's live with the Newsline with the story.
Keith, Richard Eisloffel is the manager of Gearhead Outfitters on South Porch, just south of Addison, where he estimates sales have risen about 150% over the past couple of months. He says some people want to get outdoors after more than a year of isolation because of the pandemic, while others are still concerned about the virus.
I think a lot of people still feel mostly safe being outside more than, you know, in a museum or in a restaurant or something like that. So because of that, we're just really starting to see this huge pickup.
Eisloffel says the only thing holding back sales of outdoor gear is a supply shortage, as manufacturers continue to catch up from production issues caused by the pandemic. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A top Chicago department head says the Lightfoot administration's compromise plan that sets a midnight curfew on liquor sales is not a retreat. Aldermen could take a preliminary vote on that proposal tomorrow.
Rosa Escareño, Chicago's Commissioner of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, admits retailers pushed back against the original post-pandemic proposal for a 10 p.m. liquor curfew, but she says it was always negotiable. What she says you didn't hear about was the pushback from the neighborhoods.
We've been hearing the pushback from the community who have to deal with nuisance, noise, and loitering. And for years, they've been coming to us. So it's interesting. Yes, we did hear some pushback. The mayor was always clear about this. This is a negotiation. This is something we must do to balance the needs of our community and the residents, and as well as the businesses.
Escareño says there have been thousands of complaints about problems around packaged goods and liquor stores in recent years. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Louisiana company that's battling that chemical fire at a plant in Rockton has dug a trench around the facility. Rockton Fire Chief Wilson says the fire is under control, but he's asking the public to be patient. That's going to take a bit to completely extinguish the fire.
It's slow going, and it's going to be a long process. So we're not sure as a timeline on when this is actually going to stop.
The company, U.S. Fire Pumps, has also placed absorbent booms in the Rock River to minimize residual material from escaping. The village relies on the river for its drinking water.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.